This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Survey season is kicking into high gear for USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, and NAS wants producers to know they can be confident in its commitment to data confidentiality and security. USDA Agricultural Statistics Board Chairperson Mark Harris says there are many ways NAS collects data, including through mail, personal interviews, telephone interviews, and online.
During different parts of the season, we're also able to utilize satellite information once the crops are growing and they can be distinguished from each other. And, of course, information that farmers respond to other agencies, such as their Farm Service Agency and so on.
The law requires NAS to keep all individual responses confidential. While NAS collects information, Harris says the agency ensures security and confidentiality of respondent data through a specific process.
When we put these into the computers, they're always behind at least two firewalls, USDA's firewall and NAS's firewalls. A second item, we never keep the names and the data together. If someone saw the data, they would not know whose data it was. And then finally, we train our staff continually to ensure that the privacy of individuals' information are respected.
Harris says NAS notifies individuals in advance of surveys to let them know they will be contacted.
So if you get a call without seeing a pre-survey letter or a questionnaire in the mail, then they can ask the enumerator to supply information about who they work for. And if it's in person, they will have ID cards. If it's over the telephone, they should be able to provide you the local NAS's telephone number, and they can call and verify that. On all questionnaires, there will be a telephone number. Similarly, in any letters they receive, there should be a telephone number and an email address that farmers can contact NAS.
This year, Harris says several of the survey programs that had been cut due to budget reductions will be returning along with key spring and summer surveys.
The June agricultural surveys that set the planted acres for spring planted crops and update the winter wheat crops will contact over 69,000 farmers. Similarly, there's a June area survey, and we had identified 11,000 area segments across the United States, and we'll go to those area segments and identify the farmers in there. And then finally, there's a June hog and pig survey, and it's going to be particularly important this year because many of the farmers are being affected by the PED virus. And then finally, coming at the 1st of July is the July cattle and calf survey, and we'll be contacting over 9,800 farmers and ranchers for that survey.
Harris says this year's June crop stocks and livestock surveys will be particularly important as producers across the U.S. are dealing with different challenges. According to The Hill, the Food and Drug Administration is delaying the estimated $150 million food safety rule that would establish new sanitary requirements for truck drivers, shippers, and trains transporting human and animal food across the country. The rule would affect more than 83,000 transportation companies. FDA says the goal of the proposed rule, which would require transporters to refrigerate the food and clean their vehicles between loads, is to ensure transportation practices don't create food safety risks. FDA notes isolated incidents of insanitary transportation practices for human and animal food and outbreaks and illnesses caused by contamination of these foods during transport have resulted in concerns over the past decades about the potential that food can become contaminated during transportation. The FDA has extended the comment period on this rule through July 30th. Today, the Hillsboro FFA is holding a Food for America program at the Hillsboro High School Ag Department. I spoke with chapter president Sarah Bergen about today's event and what those attending can expect.
We're hosting our Food for America program today. This is our local program where we have local third graders come from the Beckemeyer and the Coffeen. Unfortunately, Coffeen couldn't make it today under short notice. But we have livestock. We have kids talking about their animals that they've brought in. We have Prairie Farms, who's doing a presentation on butter and milk. And then we also have farm machinery here that some of our kids are going to talk about. And we're just promoting agriculture and where our food comes from, and kind of giving the kids an idea of what the FFA is at their young age, so they can think about it for high school.
Sounds great. So basically a day of education.
Absolutely. We have lots of kids here. This is one of our biggest events of the year. We're always really excited to have the kids. And so each class during the day, they get to be group leaders and get to show the kids around. And it's a learning experience for all of us, because a lot of the kids, you would never believe that they know what they know. And sometimes they enlighten us a little bit.
So it sounds like you've done this event before, and I assume you have since you are the president. You've been here a couple of years. What is your favorite part about today?
My favorite part is seeing the kids and their reactions to seeing a cow for the very first time. It's really awesome. I remember doing it when I was little, and so it's really cool that we can continue the tradition and bring it for kids nowadays. So it's really awesome.
If you could hope that the kids walk away with one thing gained from today, what would that one thing be?
A better knowledge of where their food comes from, and to dispel the myth that FFA is just for farmers, that everybody can be an FFA. And we really are excited to promote this and put it on every year. So we really hope that they walk away with something individual that they've learned today for, I don't know, they can kind of carry with them and remember for years to come. So.
And you're also here with your vice president. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name's Dylan Murray. I'm Hillsborough vice president.
And what are you looking forward to most today?
I just want to see all the kids, like Sarah said, have, you know, when they see the cow for the first time or whatever. And, you know, it's just fun to see them happy with everything.
That's great. Well, this definitely sounds like a great event you guys are doing here. Can you go over just one more time what some of the specific things the kids are doing? I see right now in my view there are kids shaking Tupperware containers.
They're making butter right now, actually.
So it sounds like everyone gets to do a whole lot. How long is this event going to be for?
It's actually open to the community. This is the first year that we've opened it to the general public. It's open from, we opened at 8 a.m. this morning, and we're running it to roughly about 3. We'll close down. We're having pork patty lunch available for the community, and that's just a fundraiser for our general account so we can do some fun things this summer. And so come on out. It's at the Hillsborough Ag Department from 8 this morning to 3. So we'd like to see you guys.
And why did you guys decide to open it up to the public this year?
We've had questions from the public wondering if they could come in the past, and we've usually let them come in, but we decided this year we might as well open it up to the public since it seemed to be something that they were interested in.
Make it official that they could come out and see everything.
Exactly. We're really excited, and we hope that we have some new faces come this year, and maybe some people who bring their kids or even just people on their lunch hour come see the animals and get a pork patty. We'd like to see you, and we hope that you come out and support the Hillsborough FFA chapter.
Again, that was Chapter FFA President Sarah Bergen speaking on the Hillsborough FFA Food for America program that goes until 3 o'clock today at the Hillsborough High School Ag Department. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.